Blackstone Audio presents The Car Thief by Theodore Wiesner. Read by Richard Powers. For my father, a man not remembered, and for Sharon, a woman not celebrated, in remembrance and celebration. Book 1. The Arrest. 1. Again today, Alex Hausman drove the Buick Riviera. The Buick, copper-tone, white sidewalls, was the model of the year, a 59, although the 1960 models were already out. Its upholstery was black. Its windshield was tinted a thin color of motor oil. The car's heater was issuing a stale and odorous warmth, but Alex remained chilled. He had walked several blocks through snow and slush, wearing neither hat nor gloves nor boots, to where he had left the car the night before. The steering wheel was icy in his hands, and he felt icy within, throughout his veins and bones. Alex was 16. The Buick was his 14th car. The storm, the falling snow, had come early to Michigan's Thumb, for it was not yet November. The previous day had been predictably autumn, drizzling steadily, leaves still hanging apple-colored overhead among the city's black wires. But by evening, a chilling breeze had begun moving through the city, blowing over the wide bypasses and elevated freeways. Now in the morning, the snow covering was over all. It was 4 or 5 inches deep, as wet as a blanket soaked in water, as gray and full in the sky as smoke from the city's concentrations of automobile factories. A cigarette Alex had not wanted so early in the morning was wedged in the teeth of the ashtray drawer. He could not remember having lighted it, and he thought about snuffing it out, but made no move to do so. The dry smoke reached over the dashboard like a girl's hair in water. Picking up the cigarette, discovering either weakness or nervousness in his fingers, he drew his lungs full and replaced it in the teeth of the drawer. The smoke burned his eyes, as if from within, and he squinted as they watered. He drove with his back not quite touching the seat. His shoulders and arms, down to his hands on the steering wheel, kept shivering lightly. The windshield wiper slapped back and forth quietly before him, slapping the melting snow to streams trailing to the sides. The only color within the ashen storm was an occasional diamond sparkling of oncoming headlight beams. He kept shivering. For a second, he looked at himself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?